938, John Jane Rich, Arizona's Morning Show. New movie opening up today. Adam Sandler, Click.
Looks funny.
Do you guys think it will be number one?
Yeah.
Let's see. You got Cars still out there. Yeah, I kind of think Adam Sandler funny. People will just go see it because it's Adam Sandler. I think so.
I really like Adam Sandler movies, but I really got a bad taste in my mouth with that Little Nicky, the devil one.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
And for me, I like watching Adam Sandler movies not at the theater, but after they come out on DVD because you can watch them again. They're funny. So that's my vote.
I'm going to take a little risk here and say that it comes in number two. I think Cars will be number one again.
Oh, you do? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, Don and John, what's up? Tell us about Click.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Click has got this, if you guys have seen the previews, Click has got this amazing doodad that can turn on absolutely anything. You know, Kate Beckinsale?
Nice.
She's in this movie.
Nice.
She's awesome.
Well, Adam Sandler, he's a workaholic, he's a husband, and he's a father of two, and he's being pulled in all sorts of directions, and he's totally desperate for less chaos in his life, so he has got to have a universal remote, so at least he can turn on his TV without turning on the lights or opening the garage door or whatever.
That's like your house,
Jordan. So he heads out late that night, and the only store open is Bed Bath & Beyond, and he heads into the Beyond department, and this strange little guy working there, played by Christopher Walken, who has exactly what he needs, but it's not on the market yet, so he's going to give it to him for free, but there's a catch. He can't return it. Well, it turns out to be a pretty sweet deal for Adam because it controls everything. He can fast-forward through his fights with his wife. He mutes the barking dog. He skips ahead even to get his promotion that he's expecting. But there's a huge problem because the remote ends up learning what he wants, and it automatically skips through big, huge chunks of his life, and it messes up everything. He misses his kids growing up. It destroys his marriage. He loses everything that he cared about, and it may end up costing him his life to try to set everything straight.
I got to tell you guys, I'm actually lukewarm on Adam Sandler. I mean, he's got some good stuff, but his movie Spanglish, honest to God, worst experience of my life.
That was really bad.
I swear, if I ever meet him, I will punch him in his face and take my $8 back.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
That being said, though, Carrie, Click is a great movie.
Really
it is
good.
Really good. I know this will be controversial, but I'm going to say Adam Sandler's best ever, past, present, or future. It's a great idea. The story is really good. There's some pretty cool special effects. Best of all, it's funny. Much, 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 much funnier than the previews led me to believe. I wasn't expecting that. It was really good. One thing you need to know, though, it does run a little long, and when they say PG-13, that they mean PG-13. Don't take the kids to this.
Okay, then I changed my mind. Then I think it'll be number one.
Yeah, it should be number one.
If it's good, then it'll be number one.
Yeah,
if
it's number one, Cars number two, Nacho Libre number three is our guess.
Yep, so on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Click a green, because really, as far as Adam Sandler movies go, this one's his best.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
Really? You left too, Dawn? You liked it too?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of Adam Sandler movies I don't like, and I really enjoyed this one.
That's because you're a girl, though.
Yeah, but, you know, there was stuff for girls in this one. It wasn't over the top, you know, raunchy like some of his stuff is.
But what's the PG-13 for, then?
There is some raunchy, but it's not over the top.
It's not R-rated raunchy.
Talk to us about Kate Beckinsale.
Is she naked?
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's not naked, but she does express her dissatisfaction with his performance occasionally, so that's kind of hot. You know?
She could be.
I could step right in.
She could be arguably probably the prettiest woman in Hollywood right now.
So pretty.
I know.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I thought outside the underworld environment, I wouldn't think she was as hot. She's just as hot in this thing as a housewife as she is in that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think you guys will like it, especially if you like Adam Sandler. This is good stuff.
We think this is a good couples comedy movie, and Nacho Libre is kind of a individual guilty
All right, guys.
To me, sounds like porn.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks a lot, Don and John.
All right, you guys got it.
We got Superman and we got Pirates of the Caribbean coming up next. In fact, I think if anyone has any tips for Carrie's leaving. Are you leaving today?
Yeah.
Carrie's leaving today to go see Pirates of the Caribbean and interview all the stars. If her and her best friend Julia, who we just heard about last week,
give me a break.
If Carrie and her best
friend. For the very first time.
Carrie and her best friend Julia do not come back with good audio. I say they do the Mentos payoff.
Wait, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Thank you guys.
I can't do it.
On your knees, your hands behind your back.
Yep.
How come?
Because I'm a single mom and I don't have any backup.
Well,
something happens to me.
Oh, we'll take care of the kids. No problem.
Oh, great.
What do they need?
Dog shot collar, Diet Coke, Mentos payoff.
Are you kidding?
We kill you in the parking lot.
You and your best friend Julia. Listen, I am not offended that you call her your best friend at all. I just want to know, where are we on your speed dial? And where is she? What number are we on the phone at home? Where you got the numbers programmed?
Number
where are
one
we?
And number two, and I don't have her on speed dial.
Oh, because you know our number by heart, but you don't know our phone numbers
by
heart?
I know your numbers by heart. No, you guys are number
she
one.
She so doesn't
two.
Care about us
you
anymore. We're so over.
The most important boys in my life. You know that.
All right, it's 9:42.
Whatever.
You're listening to Arizona's Morning Show, John, Jay, and Rich.